From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Minister Basuki Hadimulyono says a new capital development continues to run amid political year. The 42nd ASEAN Summit to discuss ASEAN post-2025 vision. Now the news in detail. Indonesia's new capital city Nusantara construction would continue to run as per the government's plan amid a political year, which is the 2024 general elections approaching. Minister of Public Works and Public Housing Basuki Hadimulyono at the Presidential Palace Complex in Jakarta on Friday, as quoted by Antara, said the project has nothing to do with the elections. He also noted that the government also continues to assure investors that the construction of the new capital Nusantara in East Kalimantan to replace Jakarta is still on track. The continuation of its construction is apparent from the government's efforts since the discourse was first rolled out. Heads of state of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations or ASEAN member countries are scheduled to discuss the draft of the ASEAN post-2025 vision towards ASEAN 2045 at the 42nd ASEAN Summit. Quoting a press release issued by the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry on Friday, the ASEAN post-2025 visions towards ASEAN 2045 is currently being drafted by the High-Level Task Force on ASEAN Community post-2025 vision before being discussed at the summit. The international event will take place in Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara Province, Indonesia, from May the 9th until 11th, 2023. During the summit, the heads of state are scheduled to hold a meeting with the task force on May the 10th to offer varied directives and insights so that the ASEAN post-2025 vision can be an adaptive, visionary, comprehensive, firm, strategic, and inclusive vision. Indonesian Minister of National Development Planning, Suharso Monoarfa, explained on Friday that he made a working visit to a private company in Berkeley, California, the United States, to learn about bioeconomy. As reported by Antara on Friday, his visit was part of an effort to develop bioeconomy in Indonesia. The company named Pivobio creates organic fertilizers to microbes. Pivobio intends to replace a synthetic nitrogen fertilizers with a more sustainable and safer device by producing microbes that can take nitrogen from the air and make them available for plants. The company has produced products such as Proven 40 and Return. Indonesian Minister of Investment Bahlil Lahadalia at a press conference on Friday, as reported by Antara, said investment realization in the first quarter of 2023 reached $22.19 billion, or up by 16.5% compared to the same period of the previous year. He also pointed out that investment realization in the first quarter was also 4.5% higher compared to the previous quarter, that is the fourth quarter of 2022. However, he still described 2023 as a tough year due to global recession and conflict. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Hussein Eddin Jebabli, a Tunisian National Guard official, stated on Friday 41 bodies were retrieved from Tunisian waters, raising the number of victims of migrant shipwreck off the country's coast to 210 in 10 days. He further said the cumulative total of fatalities was unprecedented over such a short period. Numbers of boats carrying migrants, most from sub-Saharan Africa, Syria, and Sudan, trying to reach Italy from Tunisia, have risen sharply in recent months, in part due to a crackdown on departures by authorities in Libya. A Chinese Coast Guard ship blocked a Philippine patrol vessel in the South China Sea, causing a near collision in waters where Beijing's vast claims have alarmed the U.S. and its allies. As quoted by BBC.com, the tense encounter near Second Thomas Sole in the remote Spratly archipelago last Sunday was a move that Manila says is straight out of Beijing's playbook. It happened the day after Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. met Chinese Foreign Minister Qin Kang in Manila and expressed hope for open communication lines on the South China Sea dispute. 015 Tran Hung Dao of Brigade 162 on Friday left Kamran Military Port for foreign defense missions in Singapore and the Philippines. On board the ship are a Vietnam People's Navy delegation led by Colonel Nguyen Van Ngan, Deputy Chief of the Naval Region 4. As reported by vovworld.vn, the ship's first destination is Singapore's Changi, where the delegation will participate in activities within the framework of the Asian India Maritime Exercises, Workshop on Humanitarian Assistance and Disaster Reduction, Professional Exchange and International Maritime and Defense Exhibition, or IMDEX 2023. Next, on the journey from Singapore to the Philippines' Lubang, there will be Asian India Maritime Exercises, taking aerial pictures of formations, tracking targets, and sea logistics. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasi, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The first news comes from Boyolali, Central Java. The Boyolali Regency government, through the local education and culture office, held a dance parade for 18 hours non-stop in commemoration of World Dance Day 2023 on Saturday. The head of the Boyolali District Education and Culture Office, Darmanto, in Boyolali on Thursday said the annual agenda was held in three places, namely at Boyolali Regency Lor Square, in Drokilo Boyolali Botanical Garden, and in the courtyard of the Boyolali Regency Office. Boyolali District Education and Culture Secretary Waskito Raharjo said the dance parade activity involved 40 dance artists who would perform alternately. The dancers come from school, studios, dance group, and art representatives of Boyolali Regency. Each performer will be given 15 minutes to perform the dance. The next news comes from Surabaya, East Java. The East Java provincial government facilitated the pick-up of its citizens who were evacuated from the military conflict area in Sudan. East Java Governor Kofifah Indar Parawansa in Surabaya on Thursday appreciated the quick steps of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Indonesian National Armed Forces, which had evacuated hundreds of Indonesian citizens in Sudan. She said the pickup for East Java residents who had arrived in Jakarta would be prepared using land vehicles. Apart from that, Governor Kofifah has also prepared a transit area for the evacuees so they can rest first when they arrive in Jakarta before continue to East Java. The latest news comes from Makassar, South Sulawesi. The city government of Makassar, South Sulawesi, is holding a delicious eating festival, which is a series of commemorations of the 27th Regional Autonomy Day on Saturday, April the 29th. Mayor of Makassar, Muhammad Ramadan Pomanto in Makassar on Thursday said the delicious eating festival was part of a series of national activities, namely the commemoration of the 27th Regional Autonomy Day in Makassar. According to him, the socialization of Makassar's new city branding, namely Makassar City of Delicious Eating, was very special because there were around 600 regional heads who came to the capital city of South Sulawesi province for the celebration. That was news from across Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website
voanews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event of the death of Alfred Hitchcock on April 29, 1980. Sir Alfred Joseph Hitchcock, who was born on August 18, 1899, was a director from England. He was also famous for his thriller films. Being influenced by the Expressionism movement in Germany, he then made his directorial debut in England before finally working in the United States in 1939. With his more than 50 films spanning a six-decade career, this made him one of the best and most popular directors of all time. His innovations and vision have influenced countless filmmakers, producers, as well as actors. Let's move to the date of April 29, 1945, when Adolf Hitler married before finally committing suicide. After midnight, April 29, 1945, German politician and head of the Nazi Party, Adolf Hitler married Eva Braun in a small wedding ceremony in the map room in the Führer bunker. After a simple breakfast with his new wife, he took secretary Trude Jung to another room and dictated a will and the last words. This event was witnessed and the document signed by Hans Krebs, Wilhelm Burgdorf, Joseph Goebbels, and Martin Bormann. The day after the marriage, on April 30, 1945, after a fierce street battle when the Soviet army was in one or two blocks from the Reichskanzlei, Hitler and Braun killed themselves. Braun bit into a cyanide capsule and Hitler shot himself. Their bodies were carried up through the bunker's emergency exit into the rear garden of the destroyed Reichskanzlei, then placed in a bomb crater and doused with petrol. The two bodies were burned, accompanied by bombing by the Red Army. Berlin surrendered on May 2nd. We end today in history with the event of the revocation of the boxer Muhammad Ali's title by the Boxing Commission on April 29, 1967. Heavyweight boxer from the United States Muhammad Ali was suspended by the Boxing Commission for refusing the United States government conscription program in the Vietnam War. He refused to join military service for the United States military forces and opposed America's involvement in the Vietnam War. As a result, Ali was suspended and had his title stripped by the Boxing Commission. Then he appealed to the United States Supreme Court, which reversed his sentence in 1971. At that point, he was unable to fight at all for nearly 4 years and lost his peak performance as a boxing athlete. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Tiba-tiba ku teringat dirinya dan semua cerita-cerita indah tentangku dan dia. Tiba-tiba dalam hati bertanya, sedang apa dan di mana dia? Masihkah dia menyimpan rasa? Rasa ini tiba-tiba ada setelah sekian lama kita berpisah. Atau mungkin memang masih ada rasa, semoga dia rasakan yang sama.
hati bertanya, sedang apa dan di mana dia? Masihkah dia menyimpan rasa? Masihkah dia menyimpan rasa? Rasa ini tiba-tiba ada setelah sekian lama kita berpisah.
Still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on government approves Freeport's export relaxation after June 2023. Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Arifin Tasrif, revealed that the government has approved the continuation of PT Freeport Indonesia's copper concentrate exports after June 2023. Quoting the CNBCIndonesia.com report, as is known based on the mandate of Law No. 3 of 2020 concerning mineral and coal mining, the Indonesian government will begin to stop exports of raw minerals, including concentrates, on June 10, 2023. However, closing to June 2023, Freeport's new processing and refining facility or smelter project in Manyar, East Java, still hasn't been completed. Arifin Tasrif at the Presidential Palace Complex, Jakarta, Friday, said that one of the government's considerations for allowing the continuation of Freeport's copper concentrate exports is due to the COVID-19 pandemic, which had an impact on the construction time of the Freeport smelter being delayed. Minister Arifin explained that Freeport was allowed to continue exporting concentrate after June 2023 with the consideration of the COVID-19 pandemic force majeure, so it was considered not to violate the mineral and coal mining law. On the other hand, the majority of PT Freeport Indonesia shareholders are now also owned by Indonesia through MineID Mining Holding State-Owned Enterprise, which is 51%. Arifin Tasri further explained, although it is allowed to continue exports, Freeport will still be subject to certain conditions. He said, until now, the progress of the construction of the Freeport smelter has reached around 60%, with spending already around $1.5 billion. He added, despite being granted an extension of the export license, he emphasized that Freeport and Aman still had to complete construction of their smelters in May 2024. That was my Indonesia Today.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Rambut Cake, Typical Culinary from Alor. Each region has a different culinary variety, including East Nusa Tenggara region. Besides having natural beauty, this province has also a variety of delicious and unique traditional culinary delights. One of them is a crunchy snack called Rambut Cake or Jawanda. Although this cake is one of the special cuisines from the island of Alor, this Jawanda is also widely available, particularly in areas located in the eastern provinces of Indonesia. Listener, at first glance, this cake has a unique shape like dry fried vermicelli and a slightly wavy shape like curly hair. This cake has a golden brown color with a triangular shape. Then it has a distinctive aroma, which is a mixture of the aroma of fried flour with the smell of brown sugar. Usually, this cake is used as a special dish during special events or traditional ceremonies. Moreover, this cake can last a long time if stored in a dry and airtight jar. This snack, which is easy to make, takes time and precision, so it can also be used as one of the typical souvenirs from the Alor region. Listener, to make this rambut cake, you need ingredients such as a mixture of rice flour, palm sugar, coconut milk, sap water, salt, and cooking oil. The making stage is by using the frying technique. First, the ingredients are mixed into a dough, but it must not be too thick or too watery so that it can be easily formed to resemble hair. The Alor people usually use coconut shells that are given small holes. Then the dough is poured and shaken over the hot oil until it forms like hair with a thin layer. To keep the texture crunchy, you must fry it with a lot of coconut oil. Listener, rambut cake or jawanda has a distinctive aroma which comes from the combination of the smell of flour and brown sugar. The smell is even more fragrant because it is fried. To be able to eat and feel the crunch of this jawanda cake, it is enough to spend 40,000 rupiah for 12 pieces of rambut cake. Well, listener, that was the Indonesian Wonder read by Ahmad Faisal.
I would never dare, oh no, let go.
Listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOI listener, today's miscellany takes you to Banten Province, Indonesia, where Seba Baduy tradition is being held at Lebak Hall and North Multatuli Rangkas Bitung Square on April 27 to the 30, 2023. Seba Baduy is an annual tradition of Baduy tribe, an indigenous Sundanese ethnic group native to Banten Province in Western Java, Indonesia. Lebak Regency Government, Banten Province, is targeting 30,000 domestic and foreign tourists at this annual festival. This year's Seba Baduy celebration carries the name Seba Gede or Seba Besar, which is attended by around 1,500 Baduy Dalam or Inner Baduy people with their trademarks, namely wearing white clothes, white pants, and lomar or head coverings, which are also white. Head of the Tourism and Culture Office of Lebak Regency, Imam Risma Hayadin, revealed that this year's Seba Baduy celebration is attended by ambassadors from friendly countries. In addition to seeing the Seba Baduy ritual, the tourists are also presented with an exhibition displaying the products of the Baduy people's small and medium enterprises. The products made by the indigenous people include traditional cloth, koja bags, batik, lomar head coverings, shawls, faris honey, and others. The presence of guests at the Seba Baduy ritual is expected to improve the local community's economy. Seba Baduy ceremony is held by the Baduy community as a way of expressing gratitude for the results of a year's farming of fields. Some of the commodities developed are huma rice, fruits, petai stinky beans, brown sugar, traditional specialties, and bananas. Seba Baduy ritual is known to be the culmination of a series of customary traditions of the Baduy people after undergoing the Kawalu tradition, namely fasting for 3 months. The peak celebration of the tradition of the Baduy people, which is held openly, can certainly strengthen national unity and integrity, as well as the values of tolerance. Moreover, the outside community can meet directly with the inner Baduy people, who are usually close from tourist visits in their daily lives. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Lilin Lilin Kecil by Keroncong Nation. The song, which was released in 1977, was composed by James F. Sundah and popularized by the late Krisha. The song Lilin Lilin Kecil, or in English means Little Candle, has spiritual value and interesting to contemplate. You cannot know the meaning of this song if you only look at the title. However, when the song is hummed, then the listener can understand the meaning of this song. From the lyrics, we are invited to keep trying and be enthusiastic, even though destiny belongs to the Almighty. For that, use the best and optimal time possible for useful things. Well, listener, here is Keroncong Nation with the song Lilin Lilin Kecil. Enjoy!
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.